Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, friends, my audience, my wonderful audience, my favorite hour of the week, to impart to you a little bit of health wisdom, mostly. Today, I have an oldie but a goodie. Title of show, Are You Getting Your Breath? The Vital Importance of Diaphragmatic Breath. I'm going to break this down for you like no other. If you're sick and tired of being sick, if you're symptomatic, if you're healthy, if you have any concern about how to go about your health paradigm, and I mean this is from sickness to radiant health, you've got to understand what it means to get your breath. In a better world, when you lined up each year for your physical exam, one of the questions you'd be asked by your caring physician was, do you get your breath? That would be a better world. That would be a healthier world. We take breathing for granted. We think it's just normal. You inhale and you breathe. What could be more simple? Fact of the matter is, it is very simple. But you see, we're great at complicating things. So what we call baby breath, what we call healthy breath, what we call the breath that keeps you healthy is something most people don't do. I would wager you 9.9 people out of 10 don't breathe diaphragmatically, and everybody has a version of it, and I think most people are hallucinating their version of it. So I'll do that characteristic Medici statement. I think we're really just myopic about this. I don't think we're getting it because we haven't hooked up one simple fact. If you're going to believe you're doing your version of breath correctly, you've got to show it in the change in the physiology of the body. To some of you, this is very new. To others that have investigated the different forms of breath work that are out there, in the end, you've got to measure the changes in the physiology of the body to really determine whether or not that breath sequence is helping you. Breath is massage to the organs. The organs that get sick, the organs that get symptomatic. If breath is proper, if it is true what we call diaphragmatic breath, those organs are washed as in washing machine each and every time you take a breath. Now that pumping action through correct breath, which we're going to start to get into and lay out in specifics in a few moments, that pumping action on your organs is what purges the poison out of the organ. What causes your disease is purged through proper breath. And I'll make a statement ahead of time, and that is that to really ensure yourself, whatever your version of breath is, that you're getting true breath, diaphragmatic breath, I'll call it today, that you're getting diaphragmatic breath, the proof of it, what you have to hold yourself or your teacher or your yoga instructor accountable to is whether or not your version of breath moves prana or chi. See, now I just connected two very big concepts, diaphragmatic breath and prana. If Pavarotti or Caruso or any of the great operas, any of the great operatic talents understand diaphragmatic breath, Well, they have to understand prana. And as far as the health of the body's concerned, until your version of diaphragmatic breath produces prana, you're not going to get the health benefit. And that opens up a can of worms, because in holistic medicine, as well as everywhere else, we've got all these versions of prana. So I'm going to try to keep it very simple for you today. If you can take a breath and feel a warm, glowy feeling, very pleasant, very much filled with opiate, that gets you very high, a warm, like warm water moving through your body, up and down your spine, throughout your arms and your legs, up the back of your neck. If when you take a breath, you get this flow, this warm flow of energy, and it gets you very relaxed, well then, by golly, you've got it. Look to your animals, look to your infants, look for people who have been purified or who have remained pure. Look to people who know how to relax. Some of you are doing this already naturally, but most of you, the vast majority of you, really have no understanding of what I'm talking about right now, and you must. As I said, in a better world, you would literally be asked this each year during your physical exam at Kaiser. Your Kaiser physician would inquire as to whether or not you get your breath. Because it does have a vast influence on your health. It has a beyond substantial effect on your health. Breath is everything in the end. But again, what do we mean by getting your breath? Well, there's one standard you must hold yourself accountable to. Again, that when you take a breath, whatever version of breath you have, that you're going to get a warm, warm water-like feeling spreading out to all parts of your body, creating an enormously blissful feeling, a very good feeling, a very relaxing feeling. Now, if that's what your breath does for you, you've already got it. And again, animals, as always, your dogs, your cats, they're doing this all the time. Your animals are getting stoned when they breathe. Your animals are getting high when they breathe. Animals understand breath. And that's why animals do the amazing things animals do. So again, I'm going to make that analogy to your cat, your feral cat. Some of you have feral cats, right? Well, think about that animal. It practices yoga half the day. It breathes diaphragmatically. And what you see the animal capable of doing is handling the extreme, barbaric, torturous, chaotic environment when it's outside, fighting with other cats, dodging coyotes, ducking eagles or hawks, running from bobcats, doing all sorts of things that if that cat were a person, I guess the way to say it is what your feral cat encounters in an afternoon, just in an average afternoon, would put a normal human being in an insane asylum. Think about it. When was the last time somebody tried to take a bite out of you and cannibalize you, eat you alive? I mean, you could look at it from so many angles. You get the point. What animals endure out there in the wilderness is enough to put your average human being in the nut house. And yet, what happens to those animals? Every single day they go through it, or some version of it. And every single day they come back into the house, lie on the floor, and about 10 or 15 minutes or an hour, even under the worst circumstances, all of a sudden, they're your cuddly little kitten. Now think about that and what's behind that. And what I offer to you is that these animals use their breath to get into their parasympathetic nervous system. That's fascinating. That's what we should be doing. We'll get into this later. Right now, I want to break down breath for you. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to my website if you can. That's straighttalk.cc. Two T's, straighttalk.cc, not .com. Get to the website. If you're driving, listen. I've got pictures on the website that go with the show. Everybody knows that. If you're new to the show, just imagine what I'm talking about as I try to describe it. But get to the website because the pictures are used to match. You can learn so much more. About what? About another massive indice of health. You got to ask yourself the right questions when you have a symptom. And rather than focus on the symptom, you've got to checklist the laws of health. My shows, 273 of them to date, after 5 years and going quite strong, asking America to get more educated rather than look for the supplemental cure, asking you to understand that health and getting rid of your symptom and getting radiant health and getting rid of your disease and getting radiant health is about subscription to the laws of health. And one of those laws of health is, are you getting your breath? But defining what that means with power, not with hallucination, not with coffee table talk versions of stuff like breath that in the end don't mean anything to anybody. And that's what I offer to you as the importance of these shows. This stuff, if you listen and you learn over time, it will stick to your ribs. But you've got to get educated. So if you can, get to the website. That's straighttalk.cc, two T's, .cc, not .com. All right, picture number one. Well, let's do this. Let's go to picture number six. Take a look at picture number six. Now, that's a picture of the diaphragm. That diaphragm is dome-shaped. And that dome shape is connected to the rib cage. It's a weird-looking organ, the diaphragm. So we're talking about diaphragmatic breath. We're talking about the diaphragm. The diaphragm is its own entity. Look at picture seven. If you really want to get an understanding of the diaphragm, just check out picture number seven. That might as well be an octopus. Honestly, it looks like some form of a mollusk. Some boneless sludge out there in the ocean just floating around. That thing is cryptic. But that's your diaphragm. You see that tongue? That tongue? That thing down the center of it? It looks like a spike. That's what attaches to your spine, to the vertebra of your spine. That diaphragm is glued. And then the edges of that dome are attached to your rib cage. Boy, if you can get to the website to get to the pictures, please do this for this show. I'll do the best I can to describe it to you because you're driving, but you got to get to the website. I mean, look at that thing. Those of you smart enough to be on the website right now, how could you really understand that? Look at that thing. It's like a mollusk. It's an octopus. It's an alien. What is that? It's connected. It's tied in to your spine. And then it's tied into the underside of your rib cage in a dome shape. That's the diaphragm. Now, in the center of the diaphragm is something called the central tendon. So go to picture number one. Picture number one, you're looking at the diaphragm. You got to get perspective. You're looking at that dome from the underside. So if you were down there by your waist looking up under the rib cage, you'd be on the underside of a dome. At the center of that dome is none other than the diaphragm.